You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
You guys, this remix is out of sheer necessity. Kate and I are in the midst of just really going for it out in this world. So in the spirit of that, my special has just come out on Netflix. I'd really like you to watch it if you haven't already. Spread the word. Your influence is powerful. And this episode is kindly pulling moments of nostalgia for me and my show, which has been a backdrop, a silent backdrop, sneaking in the corners of our Poog conversations for the last few years. And so we've compiled those moments. Hope to get you pumped to watch it on Netflix. Get on your knees. So Chris is on the couch. We're in a studio apartment in New York temporarily, and Mabel is sleeping in the window, and it's pouring rain behind her. New York City.
Oh, beautiful.
A storm in New York City in the summertime. You know, we raced back to get inside because the droplets began to fall, and I have a cold. I just thought everyone should know.
Oh, my God.
And it's wild. You know, when you get these colds, it's just shocking. Because it's like,
it's really,
you cannot remember what it's like until you're in it.
Living in fear of a cold is what's defined so much of my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I never worry, never think about it. And then suddenly, oh my God, I you're not going to believe. Well, it's not that exciting. But the other night, so the first night of my cold, I'm on stage and I've taken Sudafed and I'm basically breathing pretty clear. As the show goes on, I'm feeling like my nose is about to drip. And I make like... And I'm like, I don't want to be sniffing into the microphone, that disgusting sound, particularly with, you know, of like mucus, sure, like getting back further in my throat or whatever. I'm like, I don't want them to hear it. So I'm trying to relax and not like do the sniffing and like just like let it sort of. And then I'm like, but like hoping it doesn't fall out of my nose. Right. Just like clear, runny liquid, like just that pure, clear, true beginning of a cold run. It's not even that disgusting. It's like so clear and like watery, but still. And then there was a moment where I almost like exhaled forcefully and felt like I was about to like. It was going to come out of my nose. And so I like put the microphone down on the side of the thing. And I said, hold on one second. talk amongst yourselves. I have to blow my nose. And I stepped off stage, blew my nose, and came back.
They were like, it's a plant.
Well, there was a fly. I didn't do anything interesting about it, but there's been a fly, actually, interestingly enough, Luciferian.
Oh, no.
Okay, there's been some flies in the theater, and you know, I deal with them to varying degrees depending on kind of how active they are, how present they're making themselves. And I have some little bits, you know, little jokes I make about the flies. And someone after the show, a friend of someone who works on the show, was like, said to her, he said, the fly's a trick of the light, right? Like, the fly's a light trick, right? They were like,
no.
They were like, the fly, I mean, that's scripted, right? Like, they were like, it has to be scripted, right? Like that's me amazing. And the jokes about the flies. They're like, it's like a light trick.
That's why we need theater.
I know. Isn't that beautiful?
The inability to reckon with what is real, what is false, what is, I mean, that is just, I love that. That's why
I love it so much.
Theater.
It also makes it feel like that it felt so inevitable that it must have been scripted.
Yeah.
Is like lovely to me. But I do,
isn't that like, do you think life is scripted?
In the sense of like sort of automatons or whatever?
The way we think, do you think that we know, this sounds kind of ridiculous, but sometimes I'm like, we know everything that's going to happen to us. I know that's not true. Okay. I know, of course, that's not true. But do I? There's part of me that thinks that we know everything.
Right. Well, there's that idea, I forget if it's like Jung or like Nietzsche, but eternal recurrence or something. It's like,
I don't know.
It's like we're cycling through the same, we're living the same life like over and over again, you know, and or something. And it's sort of like, and there are key points. You know, it's almost like a spiral where like, but you can make slight changes and then arrive in a different place.
I like that. I mean, I think what I'm talking about is obviously we don't, you know, acts of God, you know, a coconut falls from a tree and hits you on the head, like things like that.
Although I talk about that so much
that does happen to me that I knew, but
yeah,
I guess I'm talking about, I think about in terms of, you know, maybe relationships, you know, it's like, you know, like we know what's going to happen. My mother, who I'm going to see today, who went to get on your knees.
Oh my God.
With one of her oldest best friends, loved it. I'm on air because you haven't told me. Tell me what. By the way, when have you been around my mom?
At your house, like twice.
So a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
She loved it. You felt it.
It was one of the finest reactions I've ever received to the show.
Oh, this is huge. Give it to me.
Okay. Like I was like, I almost was like, oh, I wonder if Kate understands like how good the reaction was.
It was like,
you know, stay behind in the theater, whatever. Like I'll come. So the guy comes over and says, you know, Helen's out there. Okay. Or whatever. It's like dramatizing it.
Yeah.
And so I walk out.
I love it. You're walking out. You see Helen.
Standing down stage left, house right.
Okay. You see her. Yeah.
Okay. In that spot.
Curly hair.
Curly hair and her friend, a blonde.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I immediately go in, I'm just excited that she's there.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm not walking out with a Helen, what did you think energy. I'm walking out with a excited that Helen's there. I get to say hi to her kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And she really seemed gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know this word. Okay. She was like, she immediately launched into, I was thinking about it later because I was thinking about how you and me are like, people don't know how to compliment, like, you know what I mean? And she fucking knew. Like, their language better transcend, okay, the form of the compliment. So she's like, she's not even just like, that was great. Like, that was in. She goes like, that was a tornado. She just started saying like words.
She's
like, you're the weather or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my
it was
God.
Shit like that. Like, she didn't even say like, it wasn't even like, you're a force of nature. Like someone else might say.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like, I walked out and she's like, a house just fell on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, it was very you in that way. Like the just absolute artistry of hyperbole.
God bless
through
you.
Metaphor launched instantly into the language of metaphor. It was, you know, it filled me up.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's genuine.
I mean, and she's just a, you know, woman for the ages. She's just got unbelievable.
I know. Can you believe her?
I mean, she's everything that everyone, you know, perhaps gets through you, but she's just so warm. That's the thing. I'm wondering if maybe like the way you describe her, like, oh, well, Helen would never, Helen's dinner parties or whatever, like almost like if they would think that she wouldn't be so warm, but she's so warm.
It's crazy. And it's real. It's outrageous. Always trying to take a lesson from her book. Yeah.
No, it was heavenly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so glad. Yeah.
It was such an affirmation. Coming from
and
her.
Completely real, because she also is very, because I haven't actually even talked to her on the phone yet, which is shocking. I'm going to see her today, but she was like, I forgot what she said, but she was just like unbelievable. You know, she was like laughing the whole time. And because Helen, she would say to me, she would say to me like, she just, I would know if she sure. wasn't truly floored.
I just want to be acknowledged and honored for the fact that I set up a
recording studio
boom arm here in the Ramble Hotel in Denver, where I'm stuck for 5 days of quarantine.
You're stuck in the hotel because you have COVID-19. But I haven't seen you yet. You look good.
Feeling phenomenal right now because I'm excited to have some communication.
Are you loving it? Are you kind of loving being quarantined?
The first morning was, you know, a dream. Okay, because here's how it unfolded. Are you ready? It's pretty much as good as you can get. If you're gonna get COVID, right? It's midnight. Okay.
Okay.
So one, I'm like the only person masking in the country. Okay.
You're everywhere. Literally the most COVID careful person I know. Well, and, top two. Yeah.
And who's top one?
My friend.
You don't have to say them, but.
Yeah. My friend. My friend. Yeah.
So just to be dead ass clear, I have not been perfect. I had coffees in the lobby of the Ludlow with you, in which the mask was around the neck and I was cackling up a storm and embracing cackles. I mean, others were a good 8 feet away. I'd say men, often 12 to 24, but whatever. So I'll just acknowledge that. Masked at the merch table while people who are buying the merch are not masked. I'm not blaming them.
You have no idea how you got it.
No.
When's the last time you had it?
Last July.
I just passed the year mark for myself.
And I did have the booster 2.5 weeks ago before I left for tour.
Interesting.
Wait, I just want to be dead clear. What I was starting to say about the merch table was that I felt this horrible guilt. These pictures of me posing next to people when I definitely like had it. And I'm like, well, I was masked and they're not. So like,
it's amazing. You were masked.
I was doing my part. But do you want to hear the dream experience? I think is as good as you can get.
Yeah. So it's midnight.
Okay. I'm here in Denver. Great hotel, the Ramble Hotel, which, by the way, was a Poog Hag rec.
Oh, great.
A couple of people spoke up and tagged the hotel. So, and thank God I went for the big room that I could do Tracy in, because the gym is tiny, they said. So I was like, all right, fine. That's not what this hotel's about. They're about the death and go cocktail. Like, so I'm going to choose the room with the space I could do Tracy in, whatever. Thank God, thank God. So, midnight. Sitting there going, I text Chris, I go, planning Holyoke the day after Denver was a mistake. Okay, because I have to fly into BDL. There's a stop in Minneapolis.
What the hell is that?
It's like, I don't know, Hartford, Springfield, that area.
Okay.
Always interesting the places that are like, you know, like Hartford International. It's like weird. It's like you're flying to Italy from like Hartford, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
So,
yeah.
So I'm like, this was a mistake. And my throat had felt dry the night before on stage.
I remember you saying.
I was told by others it might be the high altitude of Denver, that the air is not only high,
certainly,
but thin. Dry. So I already had a Vicks, big Vicks. Now I say that why? Because I shipped home my canopy with a bunch of merch that I couldn't haul with me because my tour manager got sick and had to go home. Stomach flu. Okay, so whatever. Just so people know, that's why the canopy wasn't with me.
Blazing.
I was like, it's fine, it's fine. So I got the Vicks going in my room, thank God. I'm lying there and I'm like, oh my God, the flight is at 6 a.m.
Hell.
I'm like, why? I'm like, surely there's another. I go through the same research process lying there going to change, same day change, Delta. And and like, there's nothing. And I'm like, there's literally no way. So I'm lying there and I'm like, and I'm fucking like, I feel sick. I'm like, I'm getting a cold. It's a fucking cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Like, of course it is. Touching a million surfaces. And I'm like, you know, I'll just take a COVID test. And I gotta say, it was one of those, to say hoping for COVID is wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's something about.
But I got you on that 6 a.m. flight, baby.
Yeah. There's something about, I've talked about this before, with survivable illness that you know you're going to survive.
When you're not truly suffering.
Like similar to taking one's temp. I believe if you're taking your temperature, it's because you're hoping for a fever on some level. You're hoping for validation. Okay. Anytime you put a thermometer in your mouth, you pray. Okay. Every time you put a thermometer in your mouth and pull it out, devastated. 98.6, you're like,
that's genius.
You know, I'm
that's
making genius. It universal. It might not be universal, but there's something there. So I'm like, let's just take the test, see what's happening. Because if it's 7 a.m. and I'm waiting in the lobby of a Comfort Inn in Holyoke, okay, unable to check into a room. And that's when I realized I have it, like, no, right?
Yeah.
Someone goes to take it. The test tube's like sitting there on the thing, like whatever. Okay. Like kind of like forget for a minute. I'm like, all right, the test. Okay. It's like 5 minutes later. I glance over. It's like a pink and blue line are shining out of the test tube. They're like projected on the opposite wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like light from the lamp is hitting it. And it's like, I'm like, I can see pink and blue from here. Like I was like, oh my God. And then begins like the text thread of wanting to be witnessed.
Of course.
I have COVID.
I think I woke up to the text. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you did.
I remember where I was.
There was like silence for a while until morning, except for Chris. Okay. Actually, it was funny. My parents, my dad, rare cursor, like certainly not written down. Oh shit. My mom.
Your dad curses rarely. I feel like I cursed in his presence the other night.
And no, in handwriting. Like,
okay.
And also like as an adult, he's like, I'm an adult. He's like, let loose more. Okay. But it still makes me laugh a little bit anytime I hear them, like him say like, oh fuck or something. Like, it's like, I can't believe it. Yeah. And
you just talking, by the way, suddenly I feel sick. Not to make it about me.
Please.
I'm hearing you and I'm like,
I've never minded someone making it about them.
Because I'm shocked that I didn't get sick and that I haven't. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Knock, knock. Make sure that the superstition fairies flying around you don't decide to descend on you for your lack of respect for the gods.
I know.
They're serving it up. Zeal. But anyway, so I'm like, oh my God, I don't have to get up. Okay. Now, there's also a thing which is I feel sick. So it's not wrong that I don't want to get up.
No.
It's not like I'm being rude to the people of Holyoke. Okay. I was devastated to have to.
Of course not. It's completely out of your control.
So whatever. Anyway, I was like, okay, cancel. I had this call, like, this is like, so whatever, but it's real. It's like, I'm like literally calling Amex because I booked through.
For sympathy?
For a little bit of love.
Yeah.
I'm calling them just so after four presses of a phone tree, I can hear someone say, thank you for being a member for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
go to sleep peacefully. Are you ever in this? Where you lay the phone on your chest, like where you're that kind of
resigned,
ill/tired, where you just lay the radiating phone on your chest on speaker.
On the heart chakra?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I booked a hotel in Boston like for like 3 hours ago. It's like, I got to cancel now. And they're like, it's past midnight. So the hotel's policy is that you have to pay for the first night. And I'm like, but I booked it 2 hours ago and like, you know, the whole thing. And they're like, we'll call. And I'm like, this is the concierge I prayed for when I signed up.
We'll call?
Yeah. So then they put you on hold while they call.
Wow.
And
they threaten the hotel.
Yeah. Well, this is why some places don't take Amex. Because they'll like defend your ass at all costs or whatever. By the way, another Amex ad, which by the way, like literally, how dare I?
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
I used to sort of be irritated as a child with this sense of the twinkly-eyed genius of Robin Williams, okay? Like, literally, okay. At 11.
Used to bother you.
Okay? I was sort of like, yeah. I was irritated by the concept of, like, a comedic genius.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, totally. Comedic genius. Okay? And then, yeah. Like, the wild, like, literal twinkle in the eyes of Robin Williams, right? And arguably, you might say, like, some of it is like that. There's a bit him and me. Okay. I'm a little twinkly eyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And energized and the whole thing. Okay. So yeah. it's like whatever.
Stalking
but
the stage. Yeah. Yeah.
So one night, so it was almost like a bit of like observational humor of like my life.
I have to cut in with a really quick, I have to cut in because it's about what you're saying.
Please.
One of the most embarrassing things you can ever see a performer do. And it's also part of the performer's job. And I've seen Robin Williams do this. And this is bringing up for me.
Break?
Picture. No. Picture a comedian like a Robin Williams.
I'm terrified.
Stalking the stage, right? Walking the stage, loving it. In a theater. This is the most embarrassing thing. And it happens and it has to happen. When the actor looks up to acknowledge the balcony. So the eyes, right? They're performing, right? Looking straight ahead. They project upward, look upward. Eyes searching to greet those in the mezzanine. And that is what, and by the way, it has to happen. And it's the mark of theater. And that is why also theater acting is one of the most humiliating, embarrassing, false acts. And it is one of the most embarrassing things a person can do is get on a stage and be like, ha! And like say the words and project. I mean, it is.
Well, that's where I decide is its nobility lies ultimately in the willingness to do something that embarrassing.
Absolutely. I mean, you're nailed up there on the cross. You're like, yeah. I mean, to watch their eyes go up to project to the mezzanine. Anyway, continue.
So I was doing that I forget where I was. It was a theater that had like weeks back. I don't know, like a month, 2 months ago or something. Theater that had like a structure that it felt like there was a mezzanine, like it felt like there was a balcony, but there wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And the lights were so bright on me that during the show, I kind of couldn't remember if there were people up there. I mean, not the question of an empty mezz. But the question was, was there even a mezzanine? And I threw a gaze to them more than once just to make sure they were taken care of. And lights come on at the end of the show.
That's a pro.
Nothing there.
Yeah.
I went to the store today to buy retail display things as a management of my anxiety.
Yeah.
It's different. Instead of feeling the feelings, I like to, as you know, modular storage solutions. Okay. So
love to consume.
So right now there's a lot of anxiety naturally as I am doing my show. We're about a week in and we've just extended. So
huge.
I think I did announce, well, whatever. There goes the chair again. So there's a lot going on. But I also can't spend all day feeling anxious about the show. So I like to put it into other things. And right now that's about merch and dice sales. Okay. It's about pushing merch. And so today I got an SL2. Those are some of the terms for grid wall displays. It was actually a nightmare where I was trying to look up.
Yeah.
Okay. Picture a grid of wire and things hanging on it.
Got it.
It's that. Standing on two.
I've been to a concert or two.
Exactly. Standing on two legs.
Just
upon
break in and
wheels.
Say, Poog merch will drop. I repeat, Poog merch will drop. Just stay with us.
Stay.
I don't want you to be there thinking, oh, we haven't even considered. Trust me, we've considered.
Trust me. Okay? We drafted from the beginning.
We're brewing up some great stuff.
Wait, but I'm dying to tell you. So I hauled ass today over to the garment district. Okay. And I found a store. And it was really hard to search for it because try searching a store for things that are for stores. Try Googling that.
Go to the wall store to buy a wall.
Exactly. Okay. But it's worse. It's going to the store to buy a store. Okay. Because I'm trying to set up retail display. So I'm Googling like retail store. Okay. It's hell.
I mean, I would be so profoundly, like, the fact that you're even engaging in this realm at all is so foreign to me and so shocking.
No, so like, I get very, very excited at night. Last night I come home, I'm exhausted. But the way that I kick back is by looking at Uline and other such, you know, industrial sites and trying to put together this tower. Okay, this, I want it rolling, I want it folding, I want it okay, it's got to be mobile, it's got to be folding, it's got to be, I'm not getting folding, unfortunately, that'll have to wait. I want to string my flag from the back of it so it's a photo booth on one side for fans to take pictures and post and the other side is where the merch hangs and is sold. So I went over there and it was really fun. It was very New York classic. The woman in there, you know what I mean?
Oh, the woman's in there.
The woman.
She's in there.
She really was a real classic New York type, taking me through it, pulling out the catalog, me going, but what do you have in store? You know, the fear that you go in, they start pulling out the catalog. Anyway,
brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar supply.
The brick and mortar, they can't burn us down. Truly nothing like a brick and mortar.
She was saying, like, we might not have everything because, like, the embargoes or whatever. She was like, there's real...
The embargoes.
She's like, there's real issues with supply chain right now and everything. She's like, I remember in 97 when you couldn't get rhinestones. but now she's like, and now you just can't get anything.
God damn. That's anyway, scary.
So there's these huge things and I'm standing in there and there's this point that comes where I've added up the different pieces. But this is why I generally don't like shopping with someone actually helping me. Right. This is why I say I'm just browsing. Let me look. It's because then I feel like I can't back out after they've helped me. Right. And so I get to this point and then Chris comes to meet me. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at, you know, this place on 35th. And he's like, I'll come meet you. And then he rolls up and I'm like assessing whether I need this basket. Okay. This like special basket to store like the t-shirts on the thing at the bottom. Like I'm just imagining everything. Like, oh, that'll make it easier for Ben to grab the, you know. And Chris is just like, I see his face change and he's just like, there is no problem with the merch table.
Yeah.
Like, as is. Like, there's no problem here that you're solving.
No, that's why we need people to step in. We need people to intervene.
But I was like, now the guy's hauling the heavy 6 foot. I went for 6 feet tall, heavy grids. Okay. Up from downstairs. And I'm looking at Chris going, oh,
no.
God.
Okay. Let
but then I was
out.
Like, no. I was like, no. I was like, this actually gives me a lot of joy and happiness to build this stupid little merch cart.
Oh, so you went with it.
And so I fucking went for it. And I'm going to post pics. I'm so excited to hang little things. I got a little Lucite knob, you know, and oh God, it's just, I'm so excited to get clips and ribbons and things. And just, I like to build. I built a couch out of blocks once as a child. It was immensely satisfying building blocks. And then I sat on it very carefully, very gently. Because it wasn't nailed together, of course. It was just blocks.
You're a builder. Meanwhile.
Thank you, Kate. Thank
sorry,
you.
I have nothing.
No, shouldn't. What would you have in response to... No, it's a shocking anecdote. You know, it's one of the shocking things I've revealed on Pook. And then I saw things like, oh, little round things. Kate's holding up Honey Mama's chocolate. She's going to say something about it. But I just want to say one thing, which is like, I started to see little displays for things like, oh, you can buy this to put on your retail display. And then I was like, oh, I need to sell something so that I can get that little thing to rest that you rested upon. Like I wanted the jewelry display. All right. I'm sorry, Kate.
Can't blame me for it.
Your boredom is fair, reasonable, and... naked.
I'm genuinely impressed and excited for you. And I
what about when Kate does that? It's so funny. It's so because the listener can hear how there's a kindness in it, you know?
There is a kindness because I'm truly like I'm listening and
no,
I'm
it's
like,
just I mean like you know, yeah, you're like I'm listening and it's completely legible to me. But it's just, you know, this is what makes the world go round, to have friends with different
it
interests.
Is. Uline is what makes the world go round.
So I'll say this. When this episode comes out, tickets will be on sale for my New York special taping.
Huge. New York.
Filming of Get On Your Knees.
Special taping. And you know I'm going.
So moved.
Yeah.
I just got chills.
I told my mom. I was like, hey, I'm flying to New York because it's the night of my parents' anniversary.
Oh my God.
Normally I'd have dinner with them. I was like, I'm going to fly to New York that night because I have to make Jacqueline's taping. And she said, of course. She said, doesn't matter. We'll just do a dinner another night.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very moved by it. And I almost couldn't, as I was telling you, like, I was just like giving you the date, like, cause it's June 9th, but whatever. And, jokes, not on, but whatever. So I am in this
Wait, I forgot why I brought it up.
You were talking about me saying that I was going to come to the special and that you couldn't fully acknowledge it.
Oh, I couldn't fully acknowledge it because it's like, you know how I fear like plans and stuff like that?
Yeah, of course.
And so it's almost like making that real that that's happening. And I have, for better or worse, built it up into what I can only assume is what a wedding is for some people.
Well, absolutely.
And it is like, it is ramped up poog kind of shit for me, right? With like, I'm like, so I'm under 2 months. And even like phrases like that, when you get into
shit like
that. No,
you're doing wedding prep. You're hardcore. Yeah. I mean, I see you're sending me, Jacqueline sends me videos of her doing Tracy and I go, your ass looks incredible. This is shocking.
I still feel that the videos I send you, I pick the clips where like the leggings and the lighting are doing a lot of work. But yeah, I'm working out. And then, but it's like this thing about being, it's like, I want to be in peak performance.
Yeah, of course.
And then it's taking the last number of years. So whatever, there's like the artistic, whatever, we set that aside. We refuse to talk about
the work,
you know, our art.
Yeah.
To have it like mixed in with skincare. But the sort of wedding of it all, like, when did of it all come in for me? Hollywood? Anyway, into the expressions. Yeah, not something I said before.
Of it all. Yeah. Yeah, so this is a vortex of poo.
So I'm going all the supplements.
Yeah, doing it all.
Under 2 months. Every supplement, every... I'm like...
You don't need to.
Put in
and you have
meditation
to remember.
Practice in place.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything.
Like, it's
you
like...
You have to
I'm
remember
like,
that.
So I work out every day with Tracy, basically. Like, it's like 6 to 7...
Unimaginable.
6 to 7 days a week plan. Just... And... For me, it's like 7 really, because aside from when, you know, I truly can't, because
God, I wish I had your discipline.
The mental health. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's not discipline. It's fear. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when the deadline finally like gets you into gear and I just do not, whatever. So I'm like, I want to have the mental, physical whole thing that one has when one works out regularly. Like, I want to be like on that day. Like, I'm like, I will work out on that day.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like there's not, it's not, it's like, cause I want that shit built in. It's like, it's another day where I get my workout on. Cause I'll feel weird if I don't. That's what that's who I want to be.
Well, that's the promise of the routine. The promise I've never had.
You know, one of the lesser compliments. It was great to see you do your thing out there.
Oh my God. You know, I've gotten that.
Oh, I mean, I get it all the time.
Someone texts me that. Michelle.
A refusal to acknowledge the work. I'm sorry.
You're great to see you up there doing your thing. How about this? Go to hell.
Yeah. Go to hell.
People need to know this. Anything less.
Anything less.
Anything less.
Than the
than
word.
Being on your knees. Performing for the performer. How do I recover from what I just saw? I'll never be the same from what I just saw.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, take it home. There's this thing that I think is very real, which is that you see someone show and you go, oh, they're on stage.
Right.
They don't need to know. Right. Like, oh, well, they've already had. No.
I actually think it's more
the most fragile people. It is hostile. We are fragile. You know, it's
right,
like,
no,
we
this
need,
point is huge. This point is huge.
This thought that it's like, well, they're adorned with the rhinestones and the adulation. They're already on the stage. They don't need more.
Right.
The terror.
Didn't they hear the applause? No.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
no.
Didn't hear the applause? Absolutely not. No, I mean, where was this? Wait, what did
their fragility.
Oh, I sent to John early, okay? Like whatever we're talking about. Maybe I sent it to you. I don't remember. I was sending a video or something, okay, from the end of a performance. And I wasn't sending it to point out the fact that people were standing. Okay,
yeah,
it was not. I mean, I wasn't even trying to do that subtly. It was literally like, look how bad my shirt looks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And like, I had just said that the show was like bad. Like it was really not one of the good ones, let's just say. And then, and I made it with you. I followed up. I was dead serious. I go, they stood out of pity.
No.
Pity.
No, it's
like, there you go, I think.
Yeah. So you got
it. I mean, the other thing, this is the best. I always have to get Chris to remind me. I thought a comedian said it, but it was a line from Rick and Morty. Like, your boos mean nothing. I've seen what you've cheered at.
Oh my God. That's really nice. That's good.
Isn't that good?
That's really good. Fuck.
I was strolling through Bloomingdale's yesterday, hunting for shapewear.
How was it? Let me guess. Deserted? Empty?
The ones at the mall.
Which Bloomingdale's?
Are a little better. Century City.
Oh, okay.
there's a little bit of mall energy at these that continues. But I have, it's this thing that before anything significant, it's like I end up in a mall or a shoe store. It's like what I do. I'm nervous and I go, I need a new bra or I don't have a bra. Like it becomes this obsession with preparing the body in these ways. Like, you know, a lot of times it comes down to shapewear, like literally like suiting my skin up. Mm-hmm. Like I will be protected.
Yeah.
If my clothes are ripped from me, like in the middle of something, like I'll still be wearing a bathing suit underneath. It's like, I don't know. And it just, it, but it's almost this idea of, it becomes this like reckoning with like the fact that I don't have one decent bra. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like, I'm going to end up at this place in the Upper West Side. I bet like in a panic, like the day before this place in New York, like a pilgrimage, it's called the Town Shop or something. It's like this like Upper West Side bra store. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Where they like insist on measuring you. They like insist on putting the bra on you.
Right, right. Loading your tits in.
Yeah. And they put the bra on you in a way where you're just like, oh my God, is that what we're supposed to be doing this whole time?
I once had an experience like that.
Was it good?
I got a really expensive bra. This was many years ago. I'll tell you, this was 2019. And I was loaded in, actually, for a special.
Okay, tell me everything.
This is when I was taping my special Cinnamon in the Wind. And I was like, oh, I need to get the proper bra, you know, the bra of a woman. And yeah, this Russian woman loaded my tits in. Didn't take long to load them in, as they're not...
You backed up the truck.
They're not as heavy as I wish. I wish I had a rack of heavy hangers, but I just simply don't. And yeah, it was a wild experience. And I got an expensive bra.
Where was it? New York?
LA. Studio City.
Okay. Is it a bra shop?
Yes.
Fuck. Considering going today.
Yeah.
But there's the haunted, deserted feeling, particularly in the hosiery section. Now it's got a little fire in there because they've got Skims. And so there were literally young people like who felt like they'd made a pilgrimage and couldn't believe they were getting to look at Skims in person.
Yeah.
Versus online.
Yeah.
That was a story I told myself. They even, like, I heard these girls, they were like, this is all Skims. And then the other one was like, no, that's like Commando. Like, that's this brand Commando over there.
Yeah, have some respect.
And she's like, I think they said it's all Skims. You know, and it was like, I controlled myself from piping in.
Yeah,
like,
stop.
I was like, the friend's got it. Like that I need to like support the friend and be like,
yeah,
be like, she's right.
Yep. Listen to your friend.
Those aren't Skims.
Yeah.
And the Skims are packaged in such a way that it's nearly impossible to locate what you want. I went home with the wrong thing. Like searching through the sizes,
from
the
Bloomingdale's?
Colors. Yeah, of the Skims brand.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You're familiar with Skims?
Sweetie, yeah.
Okay, because you looked a little dull-eyed. Okay, you looked a little confused.
Me, who was on the Skims website, who one of my favorite bras, in fact, my favorite bra is Skims.
Excuse me?
And it's sold out. Yeah, we've talked about this.
Remind me, what is it like?
It's just really simple. It's like the demi bra. It just has, I like underwire in my bras.
Yeah.
Zero padding, you know? So it's like an underwire, zero padded bra. That's like jersey.
And is it sheer?
No.
Oh, it's jersey. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Back to Century City today, I guess.
God, it's good.
Just these haunted experiences where I'm there and it's this feeling like, oh, everyone else at the mall is just living their life, you know?
Yeah.
They don't understand I'm here on a fucking emergency.
Right, right.
Even though, you know, my like belief about the mall, it's like a bunch of people walking around going like who've said to themselves on that day, like they look down at their stuff, their clothes, their whatever, and they just go, I'm better than this.
Yeah. And get to the
and
mall.
And they go to the mall.
Yeah.
To elevate.
I would love to have you and I need a Grove. Remember when we went to the Grove and we had sushi?
Mm-hmm.
We need a urgent Grove sushi blue ribbon cocktail.
I mean, I go there a lot.
Fuck.
You know, I go there sometimes daily. Cause I can walk there and
wait, really?
Oh, I just roll on. I fucking go.
Okay, I need to get there.
My
with
familiarity,
you.
My Nordstrom coffee. You know, the
I've
Nordstrom
never had it.
Coffee place.
You mean the place upstairs?
Oh, I've actually never been inside
that
one.
Isn't it called like 27 carats or something?
No, that's Bloomingdale's frozen yogurt / cafe, which is historic. They had this one that Oh yeah, no, but yeah, no, they had the tart yogurt. They originated. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They preceded Pink Berry, and it's creamier, I think, is how I remember. It's very creamy. And then they have the raspberry Kool-Aid, you know, all of that. So it's an era. And like I was thinking about yesterday, I was walking through Bloomingdale's, like my mom calling it Blooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like just like, we could just go to Blooms. But yeah, it's the department store, the experience of the different sections and wandering into this section. Oh, but the Skims, so they're in these boxes and a tiny transparent sticker says what product is inside. A tiny transparent sticker with a tiny icon showing like bodysuit versus whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in drawers and the drawers aren't labeled. Some of them are labeled and they're labeled wrong. It's
chaos.
It's really chaotic. And then I go home going, I'll just do it online. I'll do it online.
Yeah.
Do it online. You know, sold out. Da, 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 da. So I'm back to the store I go. And, you know, I went home with the wrong thing, decided to keep it. A lot of people are bitching. And I do think it's pretty interesting. Because I was like, I sat there. I was peeing while I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Just remember the thought located in the room. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was like, so people are not happy that the Skims, bodysuits, et cetera, shapewear stuff, have no pee hole. Okay.
Okay.
Like Spanx do.
Oh, okay.
So in order to pee, you have to literally
drench your bodysuit.
Well, yeah, that's one option.
Well, so you're spreading, you're gaping your Skims over the toilet? And praying piss doesn't get on them?
Exactly. Okay. Okay. There's a few things going on. One,
okay.
The first piece is, so if you're in really serious shapewear that is hard to get on and off, okay?
Right.
Which some of these are, if you're doing it, like they have a thing where they're like size whatever for everyday wear and they're like size down for
evening
wear.
Yeah.
Damn. And it's the whole idea of no one likes to have to get naked in the bathroom. It's like, you know, you'd be pulling up your dress, you'd be unhooking the whole thing, pulling it down over your hips, whatever, to pee. So Spanx, et cetera, has a gap. Okay. And I'm always afraid to use it for the same reason you're describing.
Yeah.
It feels insane to sort of like sit down with like full on bike shorts, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sort of pulled aside. Like, so I tried it the other day and I was like, this can't be right. I was like, this feels really risky. It was right before like going on stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, testing out like bodysuits under jeans and tee. And it was like, this is a risk.
Yeah. Piss soaked on national television.
I love the idea of national television. It's so wonderful because it's like so 60s.
I know. I miss it.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
In my essential wedding prep. Sorry, I just panicked when I said wedding prep. Did I tell you this?
Hmm.
I did an interview for promoting.
You should a call show it wedding prep. It is,
yeah. In Boston. Okay.
Uh huh.
Like a radio morning.
Oh, you're talking about
radio
this,
show.
The clip they.
Yeah, and they pulled a clip of me reading someone's letter saying I was pregnant in New York. They go, you're pregnant. So 10 years ago, you're pregnant. You're super pregnant in New York. And here's a clip. And then it cuts to me like, so I'm super pregnant in New York and I'm reading the email someone sent. And they play the clip and I just go, guys, I'm sorry. Something terrible has happened.
No, you told this story on Poop.
One of your...
That's why I'm...
So yeah. I'm just going right now, wedding prep, and then it's going to be like another mistaken thing. So... But here's where I'm at. Because I'm in this under 2 months, like we're 2 months out. Anytime there's the whatever out, you know that?
Yeah.
We're 6 weeks out.
Yeah.
Like the energy of that, you could see on my wall, see those big pieces of tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, I decided I need a massive 2 month calendar that I'm going to divide. I was like, it has to be the size of the wall so that I can make use of every 15-minute unit of time. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Whatever. And then the other problem is, you ready for this? So now every product that I'm interested in using in my so-called wedding prep, I'm going on and I'm like the Lima laser or something, right? You know, 90% of people saw results after 3 months. And I'm going, no! Okay, I'm going, how can I speed it up?
No, like, you're gonna get the results, okay? People see results in 10 days, I saw.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, I believe they must. I mean, and also this is the other thing. This is the obsessive. I'm not even concerned about my skin.
What are you talking about?
I'm not even trying to fix anything.
Oh yeah, you know, the skin's great.
So I'm in this like hoarder.
Yeah, you need to release it.
Fearful, protective thing of everything needs to be optimized, like as if I'm bringing myself from negative whatever. Like, I don't know. I think it's related to ADD, which is if there's a focusing event, I'm so excited to have a thing that's focusing the attention.
Yeah, hyper focus, and then and then everything else fades away.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so
classic.
Here comes the turmeric. You know what I mean. I want to talk about sleep deprivation.
Uh-oh.
Because it's real.
Oh, God.
I said that just now because what did I just say? Oh, complicated instead of complimented. And the ultimate, what's up? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, thought you were like something. Like.
Oh, God, no. Keep going.
Sleep deprivation. Okay, but it's real. And yesterday, whatever, this week, four cities, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't let myself believe that I'm tired or depleted because then like going off to the show, like believing I'm impaired mentally is terrifying.
So I'm glad you're bringing this up.
I had to be like, no.
Yeah.
You're not tired. Like, oh God, I'm going to stumble my words. It's going to whatever.
Right.
But there was one moment where I realized like, oh no, after the show, like the final night, I was starting to write a little thing about hanging my flag. And I sat there and I was going like, and so I hung my flag and then I was like, oh wait, no one's gonna get me on the grammar. I was like, it's hanged.
Right, I hanged.
Okay, I was like, a lot of people don't know this. It's actually hanged. And I started to type on an Instagram story.
Yeah.
I, even though it sounds wrong, yeah, dived, right?
Yeah, it's right.
I hanged my flag. And I said to my tour manager or something, and she was like, I think it's hung. And I was like, well, actually, she's like, I thought hung, like hanged was for when someone hangs themselves.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I've never felt greater humiliation. And I was like, oh my God, this is how I go. See, this is the ugliness of the way that my brain shall go. It'll be that it is caked in ego.
Yeah.
It'll be me specifying like the clarification. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's dived when like what I'm trying to say is get me my walker. Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh God. Yeah.
It'll be ego. It'll be misapplications of like little actuallys. I already feel like, you know, lost. And so I just think it. Well, let's push it. 130. That's what I'm going to say. At 130, I'm going to be fucked.
But wait, I have a question about the sleep deprivation because I similarly.
Oh, yeah.
Before a show, not to be too inside baseball here on the pod,
but
I felt really tired and like, oh, fuck. And do you find that sometimes when you're a little impaired in that way, tired,
oh, I can't wait
defenses are down.
This.
If life free, exactly. You're finally free. You lose the edge a little bit and it actually really helps. It helps you be an animal.
Yes. Okay. I've had this with, and this is what I'm telling myself because I have a show tonight. I've had this with also being a little sick.
Ooh, okay? My greatest
fear.
Now,
you need to believe that when you have a fucking cold, okay?
Terrifying.
Again, I've done these things where I'm, you know, I have my tea on stage next to my water. It's so like precious, but also literally necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question of cold medicine or not cold medicine, yeah, or whatever, all those things. But even if it's just pure cold, you have no medication. It does something. Yeah, it impairs you just enough where there is kind of like a freedom. It's almost like the tiredness right now. There's kind of a freedom, right?
There is.
Do I tint my eyebrows? Get them darker.
Again, you don't need that for the special though, because makeup.
I don't have a makeup artist.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I've never. Yeah, I've never had one. Like, I don't have my person. And as a result, I've had some bad makeup
on
television.
It's tough.
Some was good. You know, it varies. I just don't have a person. I don't have, well, of course, I'm calling so-and-so because, you know, I've worked with them for years. So it just feels a little
We're going
like,
to get you done up right.
Yeah.
For the wedding. You're going to get bridal makeup.
To be clear, once again, not married, not getting married.
It's an accomplishment far greater than marriage.
Well, exactly.
Marriage's accomplishment continues to haunt at every corner.
It's laughable.
I mean, it's just, it really does persist in the culture and in conversation.
No, it's,
by the way,
it's,
I'm not a wretched. I love love. I'm happy for people.
Of course, of course.
I think that, you know, well, what I really think is that undertaking a relationship, falling in love, it's a solemn acceptance. It should be seen as a fucking solemn
right
act.
Affair.
You're like,
party? Are you kidding?
Here we, what?
A party, a reception?
No, I'm talking about a marriage. I'm talking about committing to a
and
relationship.
And I'm saying, therefore, the wedding
is a huge responsibility.
Should be solemn. No.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Yes.
Okay, the wedding should be a solemn affair in which, like
you die,
oh my God, you know what
you
happens to me?
Dead.
When I get to a wedding, because you're not supposed to laugh or smile, I just break into giggles every time. That should be the thing about the wedding.
Right, right, right,
right. It's the funeral. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be a mirror.
It really is. It should be backwards.
It should be a mirror to the funeral.
We have it backwards.
We, oh, damn. Yeah. Everyone should be in solemn.
The heaviness of a wedding, the heaviness of a marriage.
Yeah.
Why?
It's
can't we acknowledge that? In the ceremony, it's only, I love that, you know, it's only.
No, it's a massive undertaking and it should be.
And it should be treated as such.
I once heard, I think it was on Dateline. Okay. But it was just someone talking about their life and they were kind of doing the, like, maybe this was like before murder entered their life in some way. Okay. But it was like, or it was this kind of self-narrative about, you know, having it all. Okay. Like before, you know, shit went south kind of. And they go, and I've heard this like a couple times. They go, you know, I had the husband, I had the kid, I had the dog. Okay. And it was like, what? It was like, I had, it was bizarre to me and extremely telling as like being suited up with objects that are not objects.
Yeah.
They're people.
Yeah.
Presented as, you know, three awards or whatever. But like the dog, as though like, I mean, I almost feel like the implication was that it must have been like an expensive dog or something. But I don't know. It was kind of like, I had the truck, I had the house and the thing, I had that. And then they name like hideous things. Like, I don't know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, totally. It's pointing to the fact that it's, you can have those things, but do you have your soul? Do you have your soul?
Yeah, where the hell?
Are you living a symbolic life? Where was your fucking soul
exactly.
in it?
Where the hell?
Because guess what? You only get that alone.
Right.
And again, relationships, beautiful, pro love.
I'm saying right.
Love, love.
Insisting. Oh no, but you only get it alone. Right, 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 right.
But I just mean that it is.
Well, there's a reason they say twin flame, not one flame made of two.
Wait.
In terms of soulmates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like twin flame, like the two shall not become one.
Right.
Twin, a secondary one.
Yeah.
Here's the real question. It's countdown time. Which skincare do I go with?
I think you're fine.
The fuck.
I think
Nothing.
Mm.
Just if powder get, I'm afraid. What if the makeup artist, like, what if it's not a match?
You know what I'm really, I have to say, if a line that I just, it's just, is do skin.
Oh, what is that?
D-I-E-X.
Oh, they've sent us something.
They have a really nice, the serum and
emollient.
And the moisturizer is really good.
The moisturizer in the like Marvis tube.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the Marvis tube, which I enjoy.
The metal. Yeah, that's satisfying.
I have, because we all know when Sturm caved in the 80s, I had saved this like anti-aging pot of facial moisturizer, but I'm using it at home. But again, it is in a pot.
Well, you know what? My new version with the pot is you fucking commit and you use it by the handful.
By the handful? What do you mean?
Well, relatively. If it's an eye cream, like you do not like
skimp. Because it's aerating.
Because you want it to be, that's what I'm saying. Because you want to use it
up. You got to use it up.
And the tiny spoons, the whole thing with the tiny spoons are not fucking
working.
When
they give you a little spoon, it's, what are you talking about?
For once.
And by the way, what are you talking about? So this is a spoon that I have just jangling around that I'm going to scoop out this product with for the rest of my life.
And then I bought a little like container of mini spoons. Like I was like,
whoa,
okay, there's going to be a basket of mini spoons and I just grab for them. Okay.
No way.
And those have become just, it just doesn't. So the new thing is dive in.
Yeah.
You know, with your dirty fingers.
Neck and chest. Because usually a Sturm like
fast,
that, I'd be like,
oh,
I'm going to put that on my neck and my chest. I want it just on the face, but I'm doing it all.
Oh yeah. Last night I threw on some face gym. Oh, I'm thinking about doing like face gym, like intensely. I want to go to Kosha Spa so bad. I want a Kosha buckle massage. If face gym doesn't add buckle massage where they go in your mouth and work the jaw and the buckle.
Someone was just telling me about this. Who?
If they don't get that in their regimen, I think it's an error because it's the trend. It's the future. And they need to have it on the fucking menu.
Mm.
I mean, you're a face massage place. So that's my...
Yeah, going in.
I also want to try their micro stamping vitamin shot tool.
Whoa.
It's like instead of rolling the needles across you, it's just one stamp, which makes sense to me.
Hmm.
And in goes the serum.
I've been always scared to roll the needles across the
face. I know
face.
You have.
I know. Are you open to going to the Korean spa with me this week?
You forget
just
once
say it.
Again for the last 10 days. Like you forget every
You're
day.
Scared of COVID.
No.
What?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
God damn it.
So.
Oh, so it looks like ding dong. See you in a couple hours.
Oh my God. Ding dong.
A little sail away.
I mean, it's an interesting concept.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Technically.
10 being, you're all in.
Depends. Technically.
1 being not a chance.
Worst day. Because I'm leaving for like a month, possibly with no return, all leading up to the special. And sorry, folks, you listening to this, you're probably...
You're gone for a month?
I've told you this.
I knew this. Sorry, I knew this.
You just couldn't accept it. So you...
I rarely can accept.
Went into a dissociative fugue.
Yeah.
Okay, if I want to get my face waxed off pre-special...
You don't need to do anything. They're just going to... You're done. You look great. You're cooked. They're going to put makeup on you.
No, but
you're done.
But my chin, like in an effort to be like caring for my skin, I've been very like I just feel like in those harsh stage lights, do I really want the slight like mustache on the corner of the lip? You know what I mean? Like, do I want to make my skin into water skin?
Oh, you're talking about true hair?
What the hell else would I mean?
Oh, the siren. Sorry.
I'd mean like, you know, whatever, brows, whatever. Just... Whatever needs to be done, I have no... My point, all I was going to say, okay? Because I was thinking, didn't these different cities, okay, I'm passing through, and what if they have the greatest brow specialist? It just opens up the options. Anyway, okay. A question of how, if we're getting to Olympic. It's technically like one of the more... It would be in the spirit of go to a movie the night before the SATs. You know this? I mean, I'm sure you didn't. You probably grew up in an elementary school in which math was taught explicitly through pottery.
Oh, yeah. My elementary school, they...
You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Sorry. There's a concept in the world I come from, okay? Which is like cramming for the SATs. And like, we've been working for months. So they go like, go to a movie the night before.
No, it's good advice. Take your mind off of it.
those who know, know I had an explosive week at the Ludlow.
Yeah.
Couple things I want to say about the Ludlow. Okay.
Did you get the burger?
Like four times.
I had the burger in the lobby. Medium rare. It was great.
It was perfection.
Yeah.
So I put my parents up there for two nights.
Ooh.
Okay.
God, you're a sweet daughter. That's unbelievable.
Well, it was for my recording. I'm through. The wedding has occurred. Thank you. Okay. By the way, I felt like a hero for essentially working out after the wedding. Like I was like, oh, so it's real.
Crazy.
This is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't just some pre-wedding blitz.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's here to stay. And now it's untainted by sort of preparatory energy. Now it's just, this is who I am. I move because I move.
Mm-hmm. That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.